Everyone, remain calm.
Yeah, that's how it always starts. And later there's running and screaming.
Somebody talk to me! What is happening?
Welcome to Jurassic World.
You're listening to the Jurassic Park Podcast.
You want to consult here, or in my bungalow?
Hold on to your butt.
Well, we're back.
Hello, and welcome to the 89th episode of the Jurassic Park Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Jost, and we're here to discuss all things Jurassic Park. In this episode, we have a quick news segment with another update on the sequel film cast. We've got a longer cut of Amber Finds this week with Jay Jurassic, where he dissects the Lost World Jurassic Park, the complete dinosaur scrapbook. It's a really great segment, so don't miss it. Then we'll wrap up the show with a quick audio segment where we hear from the upcoming sequel actress, Daniela Pineda, about the potential secrets from the new film. Also, I know you've heard it before, but if you're a fan of Indiana Jones, me and Jack Ewens teamed up on a commentary of Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull in black and white. You can find the commentary via Jack's YouTube page, and of course, on our website, we made a post there. I'll be sure to include this in our show notes for anybody who's interested. It is certainly a polarizing film, so I think you'll enjoy what we have to say. Don't forget, we have a special promo code available to listeners of the podcast to use for Jurassic World the Exhibition. Head to fi.edu or call the museum at 215-448-1200 to purchase tickets and use the code JWGENER to get $5 off daytime adult admission tickets to Jurassic World the Exhibition. Now, this is limited to 4 tickets per person. It does include general admission to the Franklin Institute, and it cannot be combined with any other offer or discount. Upgrades are available on-site for the IMAX and 3D theaters. It is redeemable online, over the phone, or at the ticketing desk. Processing fees do apply when ordering your tickets in advance. It does exclude holidays, but it is valid through April 19th, 2017. Again, the promo code is JWGENER. Use it and let us know when you do. All right, well, why don't we get things started off with a bit of Jurassic news from around the world.
18 minutes and your company catches up on 10 years of research.
Access rate program. Access new security.
These pictures were taken in hospital in Costa Rica 48 hours ago.
I don't want to jump to any conclusions, but look.
That boy would hate being right all the time.
But today, I guarantee it.
This past weekend, we got word from the director of the Jurassic World sequel, J.A. Bayona, that actress Geraldine Chaplin has been added to the cast of the film. Geraldine was highlighted as part of the cast via a tweet from Bayona saying,
"Look who's joining the Jurassic adventure."
Now, she has been in a ton of films, but you may know her from a few of Bayona's other films, The Orphanage, The Impossible, and A Monster Calls. She was also in Joe Johnston's The Wolfman and the Dinotopia miniseries. The daughter of Charlie Chaplin has had a very long career, and it will certainly be a welcome addition to the Jurassic series. Who could she be playing? I'm not really sure. Is she maybe related to Hammond? I don't know. We'll see. For now, head to our show notes to find a tweet from J.A. Bayona. This past week, we had an influx of images from Bryce Dallas Howard and producer Frank Marshall. Bryce has certainly been starting the sequel hype train by posting random images around the set of the new film. We mentioned her day one posting last week of the director's style chair with Claire's name on it. Day two had a wonderful image of a dirty multi-plug. Day three saw a snap of potentially Chris Pratt's trailer. Day four, she started to get a little antsy and wanted to commandeer a golf cart she found on set. And day five, she shared an image of a Velociraptor recycling a Jurassic Park soda can. Now, after the bombardment of fan interaction these past few days, she started using the hashtag Jurassic Hype for anybody to use to describe their excitement levels for the next film. Make sure to tag her in your posts on Twitter, use that hashtag, and let her know how you feel. Next up, Frank Marshall posted a joking picture of an animatronic from the upcoming film. Now, while it isn't actually an animatronic from the film, the image actually may hold a few clues as to what we'll see in the next film. So use your eyes, take a look, look deep into that, and maybe you could see something from the film. Now, I won't give anything away just yet, so go check out the images from Frank and Bryce via our website. This week, we have another Jurassic birthday to celebrate. This Friday, March 10th, is Rafe Spall's birthday. Now, he may not sound too familiar just yet, but he is a new cast member for the upcoming Jurassic film. Let's welcome him into the franchise with a big happy birthday from all of us in the fandom. I can't wait to see what you bring to this series. Happy birthday, sir.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
The closest you will ever come to living dinosaurs. Jurassic World, the exhibition, now open at the Franklin Institute. Based on one of the biggest blockbusters in cinema history, don't miss this awe-inspiring event for the whole family. Only at the Franklin Institute. For tickets, visit fi.edu. And remember, if something chases you, run.
Who's got some change? He takes quarters. I got a buck.
About
10.
How'd you get it?
You don't want to know.
Who named it? We got it.
Where did you get that?
I got it on eBay.
When they're expensive, put them back.
He's a digger.
Muchacho, let's on the move.
I had a promise to conduct a very thorough on-site inspection.
And get stuff in the sand.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I got it for $150.
But we'll pay it. And then there's the merchandise. And I can
personally... Donald, this park was not built to cater only for the super rich.
That first park was legit.
I could write all kinds of numbers on this check.
I remember that on InGen's list.
It's because it wasn't on their list.
This fossilized tree sample, which we call amber.
Hey, Jurassic fans. Jay Jurassic here with another segment of Amber Finds. And today we're going to be looking at the complete dinosaur scrapbook from the Lost World Jurassic Park. It's a guide to Jurassic Park and the Lost World Jurassic Park. This guide came out, I think, like 1997, and we're going to be taking a look at this. Like, I'm not going to go detail for detail because I'll be on here forever, because this scrapbook is packed with photos, information, and just everything cool about Jurassic Park universe. Until Lost World. Jurassic Park 3 hadn't come out yet, so we were spared from some of the details of that movie, and we're left with the two original movies. Now, as we all know, I'm a big fan of Lost World, and when Lost World came out, this was the movie I got the most merchandise for at the time being. I had a lot of Jurassic Park stuff, but Lost World is where I really hit the jackpot on collecting, and where I really started to get everything that was Lost World, get my hands on it, you know? So, let's see. It's it's from Scholastic, and the cover has it's embroidered, or, when I say, like, I know I'm saying that wrong, probably, but, you know, the image is all bubbly. I'm probably saying the word wrong, but it's really cool. It's the logo of Lost World Jurassic Park, and there's a bunch of photos. There's like concept art, and there's photos from the movie, like movie stills, and some art as well. I said that concept art, but some of them is like scene art, you've probably seen that image of the T-Rex like breaking through the jungle. And Alan and the kids are like trying to run away, right? So it's that. And then you have, well, it's a bunch of images, really. I'll send pictures and you guys can see it. All right, so we open up this book and it's a black page at the beginning, and it says Complete Dinosaur Scrapbook, and it shows the logo of the Lost World Jurassic Park, which, by the way, is, I really love the logo of the original logo. No logo beats that. That's like it, you know? But when they introduce Lost World and it has like it's a beat up logo, it has like cracks in it, and I love that idea. I thought that was genius, and it's still Jurassic Park, but it's so different. It's aged and it's left out to rot, you know? It comes, it's like Jurassic Park, the ruins, you know? This is what you would find, like, in a temple. You know, it's all destroyed, it has cracks through it, and I really love that. I never was a fan of the Jurassic Park 3 logo, with the metal and stuff. No, I never liked it. But that's just my opinion. But, and then you turn to the next page, you turn to the next page, and it has quotes. Throughout this book, there's quotes from the movie, and one of the coolest thing is, like, there's a lot of quotes that from these movies that you can take. You know, clever girl, mommy's very angry. These little clever quotes, but this one here is awesome. And we all know this one. Dinosaurs and man, two species separated by 65 million years of evolution, have been subtly thrown back into the mix together. How can we have the faintest idea what to expect? Who says that? I'm not even going to say it on the podcast. You guys guess. Most likely you know it. And if you don't, pop in that DVD or Blu-ray or Voodoo digital file. Check it out. Get back on your Jurassic Park knowledge. Anyway, the book was made by James Preller with Molly Jackal and Marilyn McCabe. Based on the Jurassic Park screenplay by Michael Crichton and David Koepp, and Lost World Jurassic Park screenplay by David Koepp. Based on the novels Jurassic Park and Lost World by Michael Crichton. Scholastic Inc. We keep changing the page. Oh, and the picture right there where it says that quote is a beautiful scenery, but also you see all the hunters being led by Roland and Ajay. Just walking through the jungle. And then it has information of, you know, the publishing. And it says to Nickasaurus Rex, JP. I don't know who Nickasaurus Rex is, but that's a really cool name. Yes. And it has a Lost World logo of the Velociraptor, because Lost World had different logos. Jurassic Park had fossilized logos, and Lost World had the actual dinosaurs, like silhouettes. And it had like a color around it, just kind of like Jurassic Park did, but Jurassic Park kept it within like the reds and yellows and greens. And Lost World had all different kinds of colors. Like the one right here is a circle, like all the logos. But the silhouette, the raptor, is black, but the circle around it, the color, is like a purple, like a light purple. Then it has a really cool picture of a Lost World Velociraptor. I think it's probably one of Stan Winston's maquettes. And then you go into this page where it has Site B, like the map, all circled, has pictures of the RV, the jungle. The scene that was cut out of the movie that should have been there, Roland meets up with Ajay to talk about the expedition. And, you know, the deleted scene where Roland beats the hell out of some dude. With just one arm. I love that scene. They should have left that in the movie. But, there's a reason to cut it, I guess. I mean, it's all part of the genius of Spielberg. You know. And it has a picture of the Velociraptor being born. With Hammond, Ellie, and Grant all looking at him, all excited. And it talks about Isla Nublar. That's, you know, 120 miles from west of Costa Rica. It basically kind of gives you an idea of what Jurassic Park is. Like I said, if I read everything, then I will be, this podcast would be like 3 hours long. So, kind of summarizing it. But, I'll just read this. It says, it began with a vision. A solitary spark in one man's imagination, John Hammond saw a world where dinosaurs once again walked the earth, and then he dared to make his dream come true. That's pretty cool. And he did. He created dinosaurs. Well, not him. his idea created the dinosaurs. And of course, you know, Wu was the one that went on with his science and did it, you know. So then we go to Site B, and we have another really cool picture of the hunters led by Roland, which I gotta say, Roland is definitely one of my favorite characters from Lost World. The hunter, you know, big game hunter that's seen every predator at the end of his barrel, basically. He's taken all of them down, and, you know, a barrel, a buck, that's all his price was. And that one scene at the end of Lost World where he's just like, he's offered that job, and he says, it's one of the coolest lines, he goes, "I believe I spent enough time in the company of death." Wow. Give me goosebumps, you know, and I'm saying it. I loved his character, and I wish he was more in the movie than he was. He was played by a fantastic actor. Pete Postlewaite. I mean, I'm sorry if I said the last name wrong. You know, rest in peace. Any movie that he was in, he was just phenomenal. You know, I remember him in The Town. He was there. He was only in it for a little bit. He was incredible. Inception. And you know, one of the first times that I remember seeing him after The Lost World, when he was, it was James and the Giant Peach. This is the guy that gives James the worms, if you remember that. A beautiful picture of a male tiger stripe raptor, which, by the way, is my favorite raptor out of the whole series. I love Blue, but the tiger stripe raptors, the savage raptors, are just the best of the entire series, in my opinion. Of course, your opinion might differ, of course, you know. But I never liked the JP3 raptors, and the first ones, of course, are the classics. But when they introduced the tiger stripe raptors, I instantly fell in love with those raptors. I was like, wow, those raptors are awesome, you know? It's like when they introduced the buck, T-Rex, and the T-Rex had a little bit of green. Because if you notice all the other movies, they all had a dull brown color. I mean, the first movie, all the dinosaurs had very dull colors. And then as more science got thrown into this saga and series, proving the dinosaurs were probably had more vibrant colors, they added more vibrancy of color into these dinosaurs. The companies were very green, bright green. The velociraptors had tiger stripes. The T-Rex had a bit of green to him, you know. The baby Rex was a mix of green and brown. And then, you know what I mean, you had the pteranodons with all that bright blue on the back. And tan wings. You know, more color was being introduced into the series. And then you go to Jurassic Park 3 and there's a lot of color introduced, you know. I am part of Pro Feathers, if anybody's wondering. I am for Pro Feathers. But I do love how the design of these dinosaurs look. I mean, I know it's Jurassic Park, it's a movie. So, anyways. And then it has a picture of Grant. Has a picture, a picture of Grant and Ellie when they're at the dig site. And he's holding the raptor claw. And it says a little bit about, you know, Ellie and Grant, what they're doing. And it shows a picture of Sarah petting the Stegosaurus, which is funny because that animatronic Stegosaurus, the name of that Stegosaurus was Claire. That's funny. Claire was the name of that Stegosaurus. And then we get Claire in Jurassic World. And then it has a couple facts here. It says, how do we know about dinosaurs? And talks about paleontology and some of that. So what's cool is like this book integrates, it shows parts of the movies, but at the same time, it's showing you facts about dinosaurs at the time. These facts are probably different now because paleontology is forever changing. One week we can have this, and then next week we'll have another theory that's proving that theory wrong. It's forever changing because we're always learning about these animals. And, you know, I mean, the sad thing is that we'll never know if we were completely right. There's some things that were very, you know, very pretty much like, yes, we're right about this, but we don't really know. You know what I mean? And anybody that can sit there and and say that we're 100% correct on this. No, you know, we don't really know. Because, we weren't there. And they're gone. So, I mean, it's forever changing. Then another quote. Like I said, this book has a bunch of quotes. And, this one, I don't remember this one in Jurassic... This might be from the book, if I remember right, or because I don't remember being in the movie. There are things on the island that not only can kill you, they want to kill you. If you take this place lightly, you'll never leave it. I don't remember that quote in the movie. It's probably from the book. I don't know. You guys tell me. And then it says, meet the cast. And it's like a silhouette of a T-Rex on the background, and meet the cast is like... Because you gotta remember, the 90s had a lot of like these purples and highlighter colors and stuff. It's crazy. So this book has a lot of those kind of colors. But it's great. And the cast, the first one out of the cast is Triceratops. And has the beautiful picture of the sick Triceratops. And Alan and Ellie and Tim. And then it shows like facts about the film. What it ate. Has some of Crash's artwork, which, as you all know, I'm a huge fan of his work. Like, he has influenced my artwork on animals and dinosaurs and monsters. Like, he's amazing. He's my favorite artist of all time. And I don't count others. Like, he's there. Like, I love his work. And has that. And then again, what is a dinosaur anyway? It's another little factoid here. About Triceratops, and more stuff about Triceratops, a quote from Alan in Jurassic Park, this guy was my favorite one, was my number one favorite when I was a kid, you guys remember that quote. Then it has pictures of them when they released the dinosaurs on Lost World. It has Nick, has Sarah, has like the hunters all doing that like satellite call that they do to show that they have the dinosaurs captured. And it's great because it, like I said, it has stuff from real science at the time, stuff from the movies, artwork, and photo like stills from the movie. It's great. Amazing. And then we go to the Pachycephalosaur. And same again. We have some cool pictures of the roundup scene. And if you're trying to make like custom toys from the cars, this book right here is great for that. Because I've used this back then. Like now the internet, you can do all that. But back in 97 when I was doing my own customs and toys, this was my resource. I didn't have the internet to do that back then. I didn't even have a computer to do that back then. So, stuff like this was where I got all my work. All my references for all the stuff that I was building. And, you know what I mean? I remember when I was trying to build the Humvee car because the one that I had gotten was missing parts. So I had to build that whole, like, snagger thing when that gets the Pachycephalosaur. And the pictures in this part right here where they're capturing there's photos of them trying to capture the Pachycephalosaur, and they try to like it shows intricate parts of the car in the vehicle, and it shows like the hunters coming out of the seat, and I would look at these reference pictures and build upon that. I didn't have the cool references that I can do now. I can't go to, back then I didn't have Google. Google was around, but I mean, I only used the computers at school. So I didn't have one at home. And I couldn't do that. I couldn't like look it up and be like, oh, Pachycephalosaur, snagger car, vehicle. I could do that right now and find a bunch of cool reference photos. But back then, this was my reference. And this is how I built my custom agents from stuff like this. Then we go to Stegosaurus. And like I said, in every like dinosaur, you have the little emblem from Lost World, which it wasn't, like I said, no fossils. It'd be the silhouette of the animal and then a color and in a circle. You have the Stegosaurus. You have, of course, the famous picture of Sarah petting the Stegosaurus Claire. You got Anne looking, well, pretty pissed. And here's another one. I don't remember hearing this in the movie. And it says this quote. Should we rescue her now or after lunch? I don't remember that in the movie at all, but whatever. I guess it was stuff that was in the script but was left out. And then there's a beautiful two-page art piece that shows Crash's work of the Stegosaurus. Gorgeous. Like, man, his work is just flawless. You know? So, yeah, more pictures of the Stego. And it's just talking about, it says Dino Dummies on the side. And like, it's like footnotes, you know? And it talks about how small Stegosaurus's brain was. And we all know that. And poor Stego's always getting made fun of because he has a small brain. And then, of course, we get the queen slash king himself, or herself, Tyrannosaurus Rex. Our attractions will send kids right out of their minds. John Hammond quote, Jurassic Park. Beautiful picture of Rexy, animatronic looking right through the Ford Explorer. Timmy's face full of fear. Shows the T-Rex breaking through the glass. Alan with the flare. T-Rex doesn't want to be fed, he wants to hunt. Another quote, Alan Grant. And then it has a little tidbit right here where it's like footnotes again. And it says inside info. And inside info, it shows a little like film strip. And that's when they're talking about stuff from the movie, like behind the scenes. Yeah, like it tells you like this one. Okay, I'll give you this one. Although most of the rain and the storm scenes for Jurassic Park was created by a rain machine, the crew had to deal with plenty of real rain while filming in the Hawaiian island of Kauai. The island was hit by Hurricane Iniki during the filming. A lot of fans know that, but it's cool. When I was a kid, I had no idea about that. And there it is. There's the info. The Cruel King. Tyrannosaurus Rex means Trine King. A Trine is a harsh, cruel ruler. And it has a silhouette with it, of the Crash drawing a T-Rex with a crown on it. Mommy's Very Angry quote. With, like, the teeth of the T-Rex and Sarah yelling in fear. And then it has another quote by Peter Ludlow, but I don't remember again this quote. If people had the chance to see one dinosaur and one only, 99% would choose the Tyrannosaur. Now that's something to build a theme park around. Where do these quotes come from? Because I don't remember any of these. Like, does anybody remember these quotes? I think I had the movie pretty much locked down. But, whatever. We're just making up quotes, I guess. Then a beautiful Crash artwork of the T-Rex, the male T-Rex. As Anne, right before he's about to see the T-Rex in the camp. Some more inside info. It's like this scrapbook is just packed full of info of the movie and the dinosaurs. And each little chapter tells you about the dinosaurs. And T-Rex one, I think, is the longest one. Next to the raptor, I think. It's like about 5 pages, you know? 5 or 6 pages of just T-Rex, and then raptors, like 5 or 6 pages of raptor. And then it has, 8 pages of T-Rex. Then it has a full 2-page panel that has one of the greatest quotes, I think, that you hear in Lost World. Somewhere on this island, there exists the greatest predator that ever lived, and the second greatest predator must take him down. And then we get to the Brachiosaur, and then has stuff about the Brachiosaurus, inside info, and shows them in the tree. And then there comes Ignatius. And it also shows you how to say the name. And I say the name differently. I've had friends that say the names differently as well. And we all kind of say the name differently, really, like of different dinosaurs. Right here it says, Compsognathus. Compsognathus. I say Compsognathus. I put the G in there. Probably the G is silent. But that's the way I say it. I don't think I'm saying it too wrong, you know, but, yeah, you don't know. Mom, Dad, you gotta come see this. I found something. That's in the movie. That definitely is in the movie. But, yeah. beautiful pictures. Has the picture of Ludlow sticking his finger in the cage, about to get bitten by the Gumpy. Which I hope he did get bitten, but he never got bitten. He was such a loser. Dilophosaurus, fan favorite. One of my favorites, too. This is actually my mom's favorite dinosaur as well. She loves that scene between Dilophosaurus and Nedry. She always laughs every time he says, "Okay, stupid dinosaur," and throws, you know, the stick and whatever. Gotta get going. Yeah, so you have a picture of the maquette. Beautiful picture of the maquette. Bright colors on the frill. And then you got Nedry there about to get killed off by the Dilophosaur. Beautiful art. Beautiful photos of the movie stills. And right here it says Spitzville. It says, and it has like a splatter of paint or whatever. There's no way to know whether any dinosaur actually spat gobs of venom at its prey, yet it is certainly possible. Besides, what a cool and gross idea. There you go, trying to fact check themselves. Then you got the Parasaurolophus. And it has like a little page of just like all different colors that they were thinking of coloring the Parasaurolophus. Crash's art again. I love that it has a lot of Crash's art here. This is awesome. And then it talks about, you know, I mean, the theories about the crest from the footnotes area. And then we come to the Swift Thief, the Velociraptor. And you know already, there's a picture of Muldoon. He's right there with the shotgun. You got Crash's art of the tiger stripe raptors. You know what I mean? And it says, some scientists think Velociraptor may have been striped like a tiger. That's probably back in 97. They thought that. It was before, you know, feathers were really big. So, right now, they're probably very colorful feathers. There's pictures of the kitchen scene. And then Muldoon's quote is, the raptor fencing's all tied all day, when he says that. About Nedry taking down the fences. Like my Muldoon impression? Yeah, it's that bad. Beautiful picture of the tiger stripe raptor with blood on its snout, looking over the grass. Don't go into the long grass! Try to warn everybody not to go in the long grass. Now, every time I see long grass, I think of that. And I feel like a raptor's gonna jump out and eat me. Just like it ate that one guy that's screaming like crazy. Remember that one raptor jumps out of the grass? That was so cool. When I saw that in the theater, I was like, that was awesome. There's another quote right here. They gave up. They're not chasing us. Unknown hunter. Where are these quotes coming from? I don't know. Then you got like a beautiful picture of another male raptor just looking out with blood all over its teeth and snout. And it says, they don't try to bite the jugular like a lion. They just slash here, here, or maybe across the belly. Point is, you're alive when they start to eat you. We all know who that is. If you don't, send me a tweet asking. Because you should know. This I thought was really funny, and I'm going to read them all because this is really cool. And some of them are, you know, I mean, some of them are funny and some of them are like, oh, poor Eddie. Let's just leave it that way. Here's a list of some of the characters who are attacked by dinosaurs in both Jurassic Park movies. Dennis Nedry. He made a hearty snack for a Dilophosaurus. The moral? Never pick up hitchhikers. Wah, wah. When I was a little kid, I thought that was hilarious. You know what? It's still funny. Whatever. I'm corny. I think it's still hilarious. Donald Gennaro. Rex trapped him in an outhouse. When you gotta go, you gotta go. That one's good. That one's still good. Okay. Ray Arnold. He thought he'd give Ellie a hand. Wow. Instead, he gave her an arm. Yuck. That was a little harsh. A little messed up. Robert Muldoon. The hunter became the hunted, but saved Ellie in the process. Right. That's good. Kathy Bowman. She was the little girl on the island at the beginning of The Lost World. The Cumpies didn't kill her, but they sure ruined her vacation. Yeah. Eddie Carr. He died saving the lives of Nick, Sarah, and Anne. No jokes there. Because that was a very harsh death. But teaches you the lesson that dinosaurs aren't really eating the bad guys. They're eating whoever they can eat. We're just food. There's no morals. They don't care whether you're a criminal or you're a saint. You're just a big T-bone steak. The Eater Stark. You could say this meanie got his just desserts, or maybe just that the Cumpies got their dessert. Dater. It's good. Dr. Burke, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Wow, that's mean. Ajay Sidhu, he nobly tried to save the others, but he could not save himself. That's true. Carter, he was Dater's driver. Carter didn't actually get eaten, just stepped on. Splat. Wow, they actually wrote splat there. But yeah, shows all the characters. Now we get into the Humanosauruses. Which is funny, it has an emblem of Grant, like a silhouette of Grant with like orange, like almost like the dinosaur logos. And it has, first seen in Jurassic Park, has everybody. John Hammond, Dr. Ian Malcolm, Dr. Alan Grant, Dr. Ellie Sattler, Tim Murphy, Alexis Lex Murphy, Robert Muldoon, Dennis Nedry, Ray Arnold, Donald Gennaro. Has everybody in it. And it has like numbers by the name, so if you don't know, you can put the number to the picture, because it has all the pictures of everybody there, and then you'll know who it is if you're new to the Jurassic Park universe. Actually, if you are new to the Jurassic Park universe, I suggest picking this book up, because it will teach you everything. It will put you up to speed until Jurassic Park 3. Then you're on your own, but with this book, it'll get you there to the point that you're like, wow, I know everything of Jurassic Park and Lost World. It is. This book is awesome. It gets you all the info you need. And then it has like Malcolm's principles. And it has a Heisenberg uncertainty principle, Gambler's Ruin, Butterfly Effect, Chaos Theory. So it has all these like quotes and stuff from Ian himself or his beliefs in the footnotes. Then you get to Lost World. Same thing again. Photos and numbers. You got Dr. Sarah Harding, Nick Van Owen, Eddie Carr, Dr. Robert Burke, Roland Tembo, Dater Stark, Ajay Sidhu, Kelly Malcolm, Peter Ludlow. You got all those guys. And beautiful pictures too. And they give you a little bit of information, like for example, I'll give you an example, Dr. Sarah Harding. A fearless paleontologist who specialized in behavioral study. She went to Site B to study dinosaurs in their natural habitat. Classic line. I waited a lifetime for this opportunity. I won't let them take it away. I feel like in the movie she says a little bit different, but kind of the same. But basically that. It will say a classic line, so something like that you'll memorize from the movies. And it will say a little summary of who the person is, like personality and character. Then we get to the science of Jurassic Park. And it has a quote by Sarah. I'm sick of scratching around in rock and bone and making guesses and nurturing habits of animals that have been dead for 65 million years. And she says, sick of it, man, in the movie. But here she just says that. There's like some differences, because I think she says, instead of making guesses, she says like making guesses and assumptions about nurturing habits. So like, they kind of got it right. Or I might be wrong. Maybe I'm remembering wrong. And it just shows why is it called Jurassic Park. And it shows you that, yes, all the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park aren't in the Jurassic Park. The Jurassic period. Something that's been argued to death or disputed to death. Where you'll find lists and clickbait. Articles on the internet where it's like, oh, these dinosaurs weren't in Jurassic, I guess to the person that doesn't know dinosaurs or whatever, yeah, you know that, but it shows you here that they're not. There's a Triassic period, Jurassic, and Cretaceous, and we all know our favorite king and queen are from the Cretaceous towards the end. And then we know that our plated buddy, Stegosaurus, is from the Jurassic. So it shows you what period they're all from, which is awesome. And it also shows you Precambrian time, Paleozoic era, Mesozoic era, and then Cenozoic era. And it shows you like the timelines and stuff. It's pretty cool that they actually give you these facts. And probably some have changed over time, of course. And then what's in a name? It shows you where the origin of the names of these dinosaurs come from. I'll give you an example. Brachio in Greek means arm. Raptor in Latin means thief. Tyranno in Greek means tyrant. So right there, it's teaching you information. So it taught you, it showed you what the movies were about, what's in the movies, cool dinosaur stuff from the movies, and some facts. And then at the end, it shows you facts against the fiction. And it also teaches you the knowledge of some paleontology things, you know? So it's really cool. And then it has a segment that says, could we really make dinosaurs come to life again? And it talks about that. And in 1997, it's probably saying we probably can't do it at all. Like it's a dream or whatever. But it's getting there. New stuff is coming out every day and it's looking pretty crazy. Alright. And then we get to what really happened to the dinosaurs. And we have theories. You know, the meteorite, asteroid theory, colder climate theory, volcano earthquakes theory. And then it says, on the footnotes area, it says, aliens, anyone? And yeah, it has some theories about aliens taking the dinosaurs. I'm not making this up. And these are the really stupid theories. Well, not stupid, but whatever. I think it's pretty dumb. Like this one. Boredom. They died because of boredom. That's a theory. The other one is dinosaurs drowned in their own droppings. Yeah. And the favorite one is the dinosaurs were hunted and killed by aliens from outer space. So this kind of theory proves Predator to be real. Then on the back, it states like the resources to make this book. And what's really cool, it says, join the official Jurassic Park Dinosaur Club. And I wanted to join that club, and I just never happened. I always said that I was going to do it too. Like, time would pass, be like, okay, just need $20. 1995. Jurassic Park Dinosaur Club, P.O. Box 11000, Aurora, Colorado 80042. I wonder what you would get from that. Any of the listeners out there ever, were you guys ever part of the Jurassic Park Dinosaur Club? If you were, it'd be awesome to know what you guys got, like if you got like certain cool special exclusives or whatever, because I never was part of it and I would really know what the membership, like what was it about. So if anybody out there is listening that was part of this club, let a Jurassic Park podcast know like what it consisted of, like what you get, because it'd be pretty cool to know, you know. Anyways, so then it ends with the Brachiosaurus eating leaves from Grant's like the branch that Grant had, and it says John Hammond's quote, which gets you a little, which actually gets me a little teary-eyed, because this is kind of last time we see Richard Ottenberg as John Hammond. We didn't know that at the time, of course, but it's the last time you see John Hammond in the series alive. And he says, if we can only step aside and trust in nature, life will find a way. Beautiful. So I love The Lost World. Awesome movie. And then the back of it says, life will find a way. And kind of tells you what the book's about. Here's the definitive keepsake for every dinosaur lover who enjoyed Jurassic Park films. features more than 100 full-color photographs from both movies. Jurassic Park, The Lost World, Jurassic Park, includes a large Meet the Cast section with larger-than-life stars, Triceratops, Dilophosaurus, Stegosaurus, Tyrannosaurus Rex, Brachiosaurus, Compsognathus, Velociraptor, Pachycephalosaurus, and Parasaurolophus. Offers an informative look at the science of Jurassic Park, including lots of dinosaur facts, provides behind-the-scenes information about the creation of the dinosaurs and the amazing special effects. So, all in all, Jurassic fans, if you love Jurassic Park and you love the movies, this is definitely something that you should pick up. I've seen it on eBay a couple of times. It's not much. I think it might run you like $20, you know. But it's a great book to be part of the collection. It should be part of your collection if you love these films, because it is geared towards kids, but it has so many cool things in it that's like, even as an adult you can enjoy it. I have to really go through this book like page for page again. I skimmed it again just to do this Amber Fines, because there's so much in it, you know. But I remember getting it from, I ordered this one from one of those Scholastic catalogs I used to get in school that had a bunch of books, and you would order these books, and I begged my mom for this book, and she got it for me, and I was so happy. And I remember being in class reading the jokes to my teacher, and her laughing about it when I was reading like the Nedry one and all that. And I think I read this book like a million times the first week I had it. It's a great book, and it's really cool to have, to be part of the collection. So sorry I haven't posted up any Amber Fines in a bit. It's been pretty busy, but I promise to have a bunch of segments coming out. And also, I would like to say that I've talked to Brad from the podcast, and Amber Fines is going to have a little bit of an expansion. Let's just say that for now. Something cool is coming to Amber Fines, and we'll leave it at that, right? Okay, guys. Hope you enjoyed the Amber Fines, and if you want to contact me or talk to me about this particular episode, because there's so much stuff in this, I'm already rolling on to 40 minutes talking about this, but this is the only way to do it, and I've cut it in half by not talking about like reading every page in here. I wish I could do that. Should do like an Amber Fines live episode. There's an idea. So, guys can contact me on Twitter at JJurassic, which is JAYE_JURASSICK, and the same name on Instagram. All right, guys. See you on the next Amber Fines. Back to you, Brad.
Creates man. Man destroys God. Man creates dinosaurs.
Boy, do I hate being right all the time.
We're gonna have to drop the can! Are you ready? One, two, come on!
We've got another fun clip for you this week, brought to you by newcomer of the franchise, Daniela Pineda. She spills the secrets on the upcoming Jurassic World film. Now don't worry, no true spoilers will be here. Go ahead, take a listen.
All the prep work has been done. And finally, tomorrow, it is my first big day on the new Jurassic World movie. And I'm going to let you in on a little secret. There are dinosaurs in it.
So, like I said, there you have it. There will be dinosaurs in the next film. You know, whew, I'm blown away. That's really good to hear. I'm so happy about that, actually. Thank God, right? I mean, it wouldn't be a Jurassic film without dinosaurs. I was kind of worried there for a second there wouldn't be any dinosaurs in this dinosaur movie. Make sure to head to our show notes to find a link to Daniela's video. Make sure to visit JurassicParkPodcast.com to find all our past episodes, brand new news articles, information on how to contact us, and much more. It's a great source for everything related to the podcast, and of course, Jurassic Park and Jurassic World. Head to JurassicParkPodcast.com and help us build a great community.
Anybody hear that?
Thanks for listening to the 89th episode of the Jurassic Park Podcast. Of course, a huge thanks to Jay Jurassic for taking the reins today with another amazing edition of Amber Finds. I think a lot of us share the same passion for the items that we own and collect, so stay tuned for even more from Jay Jurassic coming in the very near future. Again, don't forget to check out Jack Ewan's YouTube channel for our commentary on Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull in black and white. So if you enjoy that movie or you hate it, I think you'll be able to take something away from our recording. Don't forget about the promo code that we're running with the Franklin Institute for Jurassic World, the exhibition. Enter the code JWGENER for $5 off daytime adult admission tickets. Head to our website for a direct link and for more information on the promo code. Don't forget to share that code with your friends and family. Tell them where you got it and let us know when you use it. If you want to interact with us, we do most of our work over on Twitter at Jurassic Park Pod. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/Jurassic Park Podcast, and our Instagram handle is at Jurassic Park Podcast. You can listen to us via iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, YouTube, our website, or wherever else podcasts are found. So make sure to subscribe to automatically get new episodes every week. If you haven't already, please give us a 5-star review in iTunes or a great review wherever you listen to the podcast. It will seriously help out our rankings and make it easier for fans like you to find us. Don't forget to check out JurassicParkPodcast.com for all the links you heard here today. If you want to get a hold of us, you can email us with any news stories, MP3s, comments, or if you want to debut a segment of your own, send them to JurassicParkPod@gmail.com, or you can submit questions directly on our website contact form. If you'd like to record something for the show, send it in to us and we'll feature it in an upcoming episode. If you don't have any way to record, you can give our voicemail line a call and leave us a message. That number is 732-825-7763. Thanks for listening, and enjoy!
Five minutes. Drop what you're doing and leave now.